400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the Hot FM main news. It's 12 hours today, Tuesday, the 6th of May, 2025, with wind gusts over 47 kilometers per hour. It's 25 degrees Celsius in Lusaka this afternoon. The headlines. ERB approves 62 licenses and 8 construction permits with 11 billion kwacha investment pledge. RATSA reports over 8,000 road accidents in first quarter of 2025. And Sudan paramilitaries escalate attacks on key city.
The Hot FM News with Hugh Jempampundu.
Thank you so much for joining us. And now the news in detail. The Energy Regulation Board has approved 62 license applications and 8 construction permits in the petroleum, electricity and renewable energy subsectors, representing a total investment pledge of 11 billion kwacha. During its meeting held on 15th April 2025, the licensing committee of the board reviewed and approved applications that demonstrated sustained investment confidence in Zambia's energy sector. ERB Manager for Public Relations, Namkolo Kasumpa, says this development reflects the ERB's continued commitment of fostering a transparent and supportive regulatory environment that promotes sustainable investments in line with national energy policies. According to Ms. Kasumpa, the 62 licenses cover a broad range of energy-related activities, including the manufacture, supply, installation and maintenance of renewable energy generating equipment, road transportation of petroleum products, distribution of import and export of petroleum products, among others. She said in terms of infrastructure development, 3 major construction permits were approved in the electricity and renewable energy subsector. Ms. Kasumba says these include the Kalumbila Kolwezi Interconnector Project, valued at $270 million, a 100 megawatts power solar photovoltaic PV power plant worth $75 million, and an 8 megawatts power off-grid solar power plant with an investment of $8 million. She has disclosed that 114 road tank vehicles were licensed to enhance the transportation of petroleum products, while 4 newly constructed service stations were authorized to commence operations.
These approvals represent a total investment pledge of 11 billion Zambian kwacha, equivalent to $370 million. The development reflects the ERB's ongoing commitment to promoting a transparent and supportive regulatory environment that encourages sustainable investments in line with the national energy policy. The 62 licenses cover a range of energy-related activities, including manufacture, supply, installation, and maintenance of renewable energy-generating equipment, road transportation of petroleum products, distribution, import and export of petroleum products, importation, blending, packaging, distribution and export of lubricants, and distribution and supply of electricity.
The Road Transport and Safety Agency, RATSA, has reported an increase in road traffic accidents across the country, recording a total of 8,809 accidents in the first quarter of 2025. Addressing the media in Lusaka this morning, RATSA Chief Executive Officer and Director, Engineer Emon Mwemba, revealed that 410 of these accidents were fatal, resulting in the deaths of 498 individuals. Engineer Mwemba has disclosed that Lusaka province recorded the highest number of accidents at 4,651, accounting for 54% of the national total. He said this marks an increase from 3,957 accidents recorded in the same period last year, and an upsurge affecting 698 more individuals. Engineer Mwemba has expressed concern over the growing number of accidents, attributing the rise primarily to drivers' disregard for road safety regulations, including speeding, distracted driving and failure to obey traffic signs.
2025 first quarter, we recorded a total of 8,809 road traffic crashes. Of these, 410 were fatal, resulting in the death of 498 individuals. Additionally, 832 serious road traffic crashes were recorded, in which 1,550 people sustained serious injuries. Lusaka province had the highest number of road traffic crashes with 4,753, and this represents a huge 54%, more than half of the accidents happened.
And speaking at the same event, Zambia Police Service spokesperson Reha Monga has highlighted overspeeding as a leading cause of road traffic accidents.
In as much as the accidents are going up, we also need to know exactly what is causing this. And if you look at our statistics, the main causes, we have five top causes which remain human related. And the causes to these accidents are: one, excessive speeding, which accounts for 2,006. So already you can tell that of all the accidents that we are having, a major component of it is excessive speeding. And these are talking about drivers that are in fact. So if a driver is driving a motor vehicle, you start to be mindful of excessive speeding.
In other news this afternoon, Minister of Water Development and Sanitation, Collins Nzovu, has announced that Zambia will host the third African Implementation and Partnership Conference on Water and Sanitation from 27th to 29th May 2025 at the Mulungushi International Conference Center in Lusaka. Speaking during a media briefing, Mr. Nzovu has described the upcoming conference as a defining moment not only for Zambia but for the entire African water and sanitation sector. He has stated that the event marks a pivotal milestone as the continent collectively works toward the development of the post-2025 Africa Water Vision, a strategic framework designed to guide Africa's approach to water and sanitation in alignment with Agenda 2063 and the Sustainable Development Goals, particularly SDG 6, which aims to ensure universal access to safe water and sanitation. Mr. Nzovu has emphasized that PANOAFCON 3 is not just another conference, but a high-level gathering expected to attract over 1,500 delegates, including heads of state and government ministers responsible for water, sanitation and hygiene from all 54 African nation member states, African Union commissioners, academia, the private sector and financiers. He has noted that the forum will provide a critical platform for review progress made under the current Africa Water Vision 2025 and a chart to a bold, climate-resilient, investment-ready path for the future of water and sanitation on the continent.
We are honored that Zambia will be the birthplace of the post-2025 Africa Water Vision, which will be presented for adoption by the African Union General Assembly in 2026. This is a testament to our leadership, and we must rise to the occasion. What are some of the benefits of holding PANAFCON 3? Hosting PANAFCON 3 will bring substantial benefits to Zambia beyond the prestige of being a host nation. One, obviously increased investment.
Now, the Electoral Commission of Zambia says the current enhanced mobile voter registration under the continuous registration of voters within the 30 districts does not denote the start of the countrywide mass registration of voters, which is yet to take place before the close of the year. In a statement, ECZ Chief Electoral Officer Brown Casaro says the 30 districts currently conducting CRV are Kawe, Mukushi, Mumbo and Central Province, Chingola, Kitwe and Dola in the Copper Belt Province, Chipata, Lundazi and Petauke in Eastern Province, Mansa, Mchelenge and Samfie in Wapula Province. Mr. Casaro says others are Chongwe, Kafiu, Lusaka in Lusaka Province, Chinsali, Mpika and Nakonde in Muchinga Province, Kasama, Mbale and Mporokoso in Northern Province, Kabompo, Winilunga and Solwezi in Northwestern Province, Joma, Livingston and Monze in Southern Province, and Kaoma and Mongu in Sasheke in Western Province. He said the mobile registration initiative is aimed at reaching out to eligible citizens who may otherwise face challenges accessing the fixed registration centers due to distance, mobility or other constraints. Mr. Casaro has emphasized that this approach is part of the commitment to uphold the principles of inclusivity, transparency and broad participation in the electoral process.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The National Council for Construction says the public-private partnerships have played a critical role in advancing infrastructure development while reducing government expenditure in the sector. NCC Executive Director Professor Paul Makasa has stated that PPPs have allowed the government to implement infrastructure projects at lower costs even in times of fiscal constraints. Professor Makasa has noted that these partnerships have also enabled the government to benefit from private sector expertise, ensuring timely delivery of infrastructure projects. He has added that PPPs have made it possible for the government to redirect saved resources to other priority areas and sectors in need.
But the advantage we find with PPPs in whatever form is the fact that you are able to deliver infrastructure even in a case of